God, you will find me on this evening in 1 Samuel, the 3rd chapter, the 1st through the 10th verses. That's 1 Samuel 3, 1 through 10. And it reads, "And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision." In other words, the word wasn't free like you and I have the word today. We have people ministering the word. We have anointed prophets ministering the word. But it wasn't during the time when Eli was the high priest. Verse 2, it says, "And it came to pass at that time when Eli was laid down in his place, and his eyes began to wax dim, that he could not see. And ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep, that the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, 'Here am I.' And he ran unto Eli and said, 'Here am I, for thou callest me.' And he said, 'I called not.' He lied down again, and he went and lay down. And the Lord called yet again, 'Samuel.' And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, 'Here am I, for thou didst call me.' And Eli answered, 'I called not, my son. Go and lie down again.' Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. And he arose and went to Eli and said, 'Here am I, for thou did call me.' And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, 'Go, he lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth.' So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, 'Samuel, Samuel.' Then Samuel answered, 'Speak, for thy servant heareth.'" Praise God for the reading of his word. And if I would use for a subject on this evening, it would be, "What are you hearing?" And for a subtopic, "The Lord is calling, but are you listening?" Praise God. Listen, you know, think about the news anchor. Well, we hear them and we view them so often. The news anchor sitting at the main desk will ask one of the news colleagues who is out on a particular assignment. He's on the field. And then the news anchor would say, "Well, tell us. Tell me, what are you hearing?" And then they may say something like this: "There's a tropical storm headed this way and is expected to arrive here by morning. And all residents in this area are asked to prepare themselves for the storm." Now, another thing, what are you hearing? You might get a call. A friend calls you with the latest gossip. "Child, did you hear that Bill and Sue just bought a brand new car? And now Bill just got laid off. Plus, I heard he's seeing his coworker. Child, I'm telling you, it's just a hot mess, a hot mess." But I'm asking you this question tonight. What are you hearing? Are you allowing your ear gates to just hear junk? But are you hearing the pure word of God and the things that elevate you in God? In our text tonight, Eli was a high priest with the responsibility of overseeing the sins of the other priests and making sure that things were done right in the temple. You just couldn't enter into the temple of God and do any old thing. But that was Eli's responsibility to oversee. The scripture tells us that in Eli's time, and we just read this, there were no prophets speaking God's message to Israel at that particular time. Eli was guilty of favoring his sons above God, and he failed to take the necessary action to correct their wrongdoings. Eli had these rebellious sons who committed sins right in the temple of God. You know, people don't have any, it's not so much different now. Some people do whatever they want to do right in the house of God. People don't have the fear of God like they did back in the day. But you know, nothing is ever hidden before God. But so Eli's sons, they knew better, but they chose not to listen to God and allow greed and disobedience to get in the way of them hearing from God. These wicked sons deliberately continue to cheat, seduce, and rob the people. And then Eli, he knew the wrong his sons were doing, but Eli chose to look the other way. It's a dangerous thing when God has placed a man of God or a woman of God in the place to shepherd his people, and they don't tell people the truth. But Samuel, he was young, and he did not yet know the Lord. He was in the temple to minister unto the Lord. But he heard the Lord calling his name, Samuel. The Lord called out to him three times, but each time he heard his name called, he thought it was Eli, the high priest, and responded each time, "Here am I." And at this point, Eli was old and his eyesight grew dim, but Eli perceived that it was the Lord calling out to young child Samuel. And he told Samuel, "The next time the Lord calls out to you, say, 'Speak, for thy servant heareth.'" Listening and responding to the call of God is vital if you and I want a relationship with God. I'm going to say that again. Listening and responding to the call of God is vital, very important in our relationship with God. Because if you're not in a place where you can hear from the Lord, how would you know the next step to take? Think about that. So I asked the question, what are you hearing? The Lord is calling, but are you listening? It's a terrible thing to hear God and he's calling you, but you turn away and not listen. The Bible tells us, "He that covers his sin shall not prosper." Understand that the Lord loves us. He loves you and I with an unconditional love. He loves us to the point that the Bible says he chastised those that he loves. It's a great thing to be chastised of the Lord, because if you continue to do what you do, or I continue to do wrong, let me tell you what, after a while, we may not hear the chastisement of God. We may not hear the pulling of the Holy Spirit and hear that in our spirit. So it pays to pay attention and to say, "Yes, Lord, help me, God. Fix me, Lord." Amen, somebody. Listen, God will judge the leaders who turn their heads the other way and don't warn the people about their sins. They make a shipwreck of the gospel. But the scriptures tells us, "Woe be unto your pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord." Understand, people of God, where there is no vision, the people will perish. And then with this high priest, Eli, he wasn't really in the place where he could really hear from God. The word of God wasn't really openly given in a vision at that particular time. We have folks in the church today, I'm talking about church-wide, who've been in the church practically all their lives, yet they have not heard or allow themselves to hear the Spirit speaking unto their hearts. I wonder why did they choose to ignore the voice of God and look the other way? Maybe perhaps they think that, "Oh, I got plenty of time. I'm young yet," and all. And I know surely God won't cut me off. I'm young. I've got a life before me. But you know, not so. We don't know the day, the time when God will call us, and that it behooves us to say, "Yes, Lord, here am I," just like Samuel did. "Yes, Lord, speak, Lord." In other words, I'm listening. Praise God. That's a lesson for you and I today, right from Samuel. Praise God. In other words, he was in the temple to minister unto the Lord. Why do you and I come to church? Are we there just to see who's coming? Are we there to see if our friends are there? Are we come to see who's got on what? Or do we come just to be seen and know that, hey, I'm here and I'm on the front row? Why do you come to church? Are you there to minister to the Lord? What are you hearing? The Bible says, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. For he that hardens his heart and stiffens his neck shall be cut off, the Bible says, and that without remedy, meaning that without warning. So you can't just hide behind and say, oh, I'm young, and oh, I got a life in front of me, I got a whole time. We don't know that. For the scripture says, it's appointed unto man once to die. After that is the judgment. So now is the time to listen to the voice of the Lord speaking, and then take heed. Amen. May I encourage your heart today to listen. Hear that inner voice. You're not going to hear an audible sound, but hear it within your spirit. You'll know when the Spirit of the Lord will speak to you. Sometimes it's in just a quiet inner voice that you hear that nudging of the Holy Spirit saying, get up and pray, or get up and spend time with me, daughter. Spend time with me, son. Read my word. That's how we learn, God. But that's how we begin to learn how to walk softly before the Lord. Amen. I hope I'm encouraging someone today. But let me tell you one thing. God will not tolerate sin. The Lord will raise up pastors, the word says, after his own heart, who will love you. He will teach you the word of the Lord. And praise God, who will not take down. They will not sugarcoat the gospel. We praise God for our pastor, because God has set such a one with in whom the Spirit of the Lord dwells, that will stand and preach the unadulterated gospel of Jesus Christ. And if it hurts you, well, guess what? Get over it. It's for our own good. Just like when we were children, our mother and father would give us medication, and when we were sick, and I can remember my mom giving me a tablespoon of castor oil. That's the worst tasting mess you ever want to taste. But she meant business. She says, open your mouth, and I'm going to give this to you. It'll do you good. And praise God, yes, it did. I didn't like it. It was terrible tasting, but mother knew best that it was going to help us. Praise God. You know why? Because she knew the truth. Praise God. And the scripture tells us to know the truth, because the truth will make us free. Amen to that. Hallelujah. You can say amen. Hallelujah. We may get by for a while doing what we want to do, but we don't escape the wrath of the Lord. It's better to obey God than man, because we know that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. Will you answer the Lord and say like Samuel, speak, Lord, thy servant hears you. Samuel was just young. He was timid. He didn't really know the Lord, but he grew in grace. As you know the scriptures, he grew. After a while, he was a great prophet, and then began to tell other people what thus saith the Lord. Praise God. 2 Corinthians 5 and 10 tells us, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Oh, my God. We all have to stand there, that everyone may receive the things done in his body. In other words, whatever you've done, whatever you said, you and I must give an account according to that which we have done, whether it be good or whether it be bad. Let that sink in. That's enough to say, Lord, help me. Amen. Help me, Lord. Help me to get myself together. Help me to just stand and live for you all the days of my life. Speak, Lord. I'm listening to you. Praise God. But let me tell you what I'm hearing. And you might ask the question, so Lady B, what are you hearing? Well, I'm glad you asked me. I'm going to tell you. I hear the word of the Lord saying. It's saying, behold, I stand at the door and knock. He's standing at the door of your heart. He's knocking. He says, if any man hear my voice and open the door unto me, I will come in and will sup with him. I'll eat with you. I'll rest with you. I'll sleep with you. I'll walk with you, saith the Lord. Praise God. You want to know what else I'm hearing? I'm hearing the Lord said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. Praise God. You just need to take my yoke upon you and begin to learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, says Jesus. And you shall, not maybe, but you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, the Israelites and the Jews, they were telling, the Jews had been under such strict pressure and people couldn't even follow the rules. But he said, look, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. You want to know what else I'm hearing? I hear the word of the Lord saying, weeping may endure for a night, but understand that joy will come in the morning. No matter what you're going through, no matter how dark it seems, no matter how hopeless it seems, you might look at your bank account and your bank account don't look right. Your money is funny. Praise God, the children are acting up. You might feel alone, but understand, continue to rejoice in the Lord. And the Bible says again, rejoice in the Lord, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. You can say amen to that. Hallelujah. Here's something else I'm hearing. I hear the Lord telling us, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and don't lean to your own understanding. Understand to acknowledge the Lord in all of your ways, and I know for a fact that the Lord will direct your path. So many of us miss a simple thing like that. Praise God, but it carries so much weight. If we would take the time to spend time with the Lord, to hear from the Lord. So if someone asks you, what are you hearing? You begin to say, I know what the Lord is saying to me. I know I'm where I need to be in God. Hallelujah. Spend time with the Lord. Listen. The Bible says, he that has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. Glory, glory to God. Praise God. I'm also hearing the word of God say, there is a way that seems right to a man, but it is up in the way of death. So you and I can continue to look to the hills from which comes our help. Every bit of our help comes from the Lord, because without the help of the Lord, we can do absolutely nothing. You want to hear some more of what I hear from God? I hear the Lord saying, if you love me, Jesus is saying that, if you and I love him, we would keep his commandments. We would keep his saying. If you love Jesus, we need to walk in the Spirit, and we will not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're reading that right now in Galatians. Walk in the Spirit. Praise God. And the Bible tells us that you that have professed Christ, you should have already put this all this stuff away. You should put the like passions and the lust. You should already have that under your feet. Hallelujah. And let the Lord arise. Give God the praise and let God arise in your life. He says, if you love me, you will love your neighbor just like you love yourself. If you love me, keep your mind stayed on me, and I will keep you in perfect peace. I also hear the Lord saying, there's no greater love have no man than this, that a man would lay down his life for his friends. And you can find that in John 15 and 13. No greater love. Think about that. Who would dare lay their life down for even their best friend? They might call them, you're my bosom buddy, you're my close friend. Oh my God, all kind of names that they might have sound good, but where the rubber meets the road, who would lie down their life for even a good man, let alone for sinners and people that spat on him and ridiculed him. My God, look at the unconditional love of Jesus. Hallelujah. That is enough to serve him right there. That is enough to say, Lord, here am I. Speak, Lord. What would you have me to do? Praise God and stay before God. Like the young lad Samuel in this scripture, he came in to minister to the Lord. He came in with his mind to stay on God. And that's a lesson for you and I, that we may continue to grow in God and grow in grace. No greater love have no man than this, like Jesus says, that a man would lay down his life even for his friends. Jesus says, I call you friends. Praise God. You know, I don't call you servants, but I call you friends. That's awesome. So I would encourage you today, all of you that are on this line and listening, keep yourself holy before the Lord. Guard your mind. Guard your heart, your ears, your eyes. Praise God. Watch what you allow your eyes to see, what you allow your ears to hear. Don't let folks fill your ears with garbage and lies and hearsay. Child, let me tell you this. And I just used that example in the first part of our lesson when I was talking to you about the latest gossip and everything. Hey, when you talk to people like that, I'll tell you how to let it go. And when the people begin to open their mouth and tell you about this and tell you about that, you know what you say? Let's pray for them. Let's ask God to intervene in that situation. Will you pray with me? I guarantee you they will not call you anymore with any kind of gossip. See, if you can nip it in the bud, you can set it straight if you choose, if you want to. Again, what are you hearing? What are you hearing? Is God speaking to you? And what are you saying yes? Praise God. Don't allow the enemy to cause you to become dull of hearing. Because when you allow yourself to be filled with a lot of junk and garbage, garbage in and garbage out, you cannot hear from God. You can't hear clearly. You can't hear the pure word of God. But my God, the Lord has made a way for us to hear the word of God. Not only hear it, but he told us to be doers of the word. So look, it's kind of like what the old saying is, when you hear people talking, so you eat the meat and you throw the bones away. Amen. If you understand what I'm talking about, the word of God says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying one another, that it may minister grace unto the hearers, that it may bring glory and honor to the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Again, think about this. What are you hearing? The Lord, yes, he's calling. But are you listening? Amen. And I trust that you have been blessed by this word on tonight. And we just believe God, because the word of God says his word is not going to go forth and then return unto him void, but it will accomplish all that it set out to do, all the purpose. Praise God, and I pray that you are encouraged tonight. And now let's look to the hills, which comes our help. All of our help comes from the Lord. And along on this prayer list, and all of you that are on this prayer line, we're going to talk to the Lord, praise God, and we're going to present our requests before the Lord. But the Bible says, if we abide in him and he abides in us, you and I, we can ask what we will, and it shall be done unto us. Our Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come before you with grateful hearts on tonight. And God, we just thank you, Lord, because you are so good. God, you loved us so much that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in you shall not perish, but we can have everlasting life. We thank you that we can be a whosoever on tonight. Hallelujah, that we hear the word of God, that we know that the word of God has taken root in our hearts, that we feel that we're even stronger tonight than we were the night before. God, we just praise you, God. We got to give your name the glory. We got to honor you tonight, God. We just want to say thank you, Jesus. But God, because there's no one else like you, no greater love than you have toward us. We thank you, Lord. The Bible is telling us tonight, how can we escape so great a salvation if we would neglect him? Hallelujah. But God, we look unto you. You're the author. You're the finisher of our faith on tonight. Oh, my God. Oh, God, search our heart, God. Search each and every one of us, God. And if you find anything that's not like you, we want you to take it out of us. Oh, my God, sanctify our mind. Sanctify our heart. Sanctify our thoughts, God, that we may bring glory to you, that we may honor you, oh, God. We represent you, Lord. We are your ambassadors. You have chosen us. But, God, we didn't choose you, but you chose us before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah, God. We look to you, Lord. Oh, my God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for deliverance, God. We thank you, God, for the peace that surpasses all understanding, that's keeping our hearts and minds right now by Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. There's no other one like you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. God, even God, when we have made a mistake, God, oh my God, that we have an advocate with God the Father. We thank you, Jesus, that if we confess our sins, that you are just and you're faithful to forgive us for our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We say thank you, God. We thank you, Lord God, for your grace and your mercies, the mercies that were brand new for each and every one of us this morning, God. We thank you, Lord, because we don't look like what we've been through, God. Many of us, God, have gone through so much, Lord. They have lost loved ones, God. It's been really crucial, God. Horrible deaths, God. Some are sick, God, fighting this coronavirus. Others have lost loved ones. Oh, my God, intervene, God. You are our comforter, Lord. You are our comforter, God. Comfort their hearts, Lord. Let them know that you never leave them, that you would never forsake us, oh, God. We are looking to you, God. We are looking to the hills, hallelujah. Right now, God, you are our refuge. Oh, Father, you are our strength. You are a very present help in the time of trouble. Somebody is aching tonight. Somebody's body is racking with pain. Oh, my God, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand and touch that person. Touch their bodies, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, touch, God, that, oh, my God, the aches and the pains and the arthritis and rheumatism, God, you're able, God, to cure and dry up any kind of cancer, any kind of virus, any adverse things. Oh, my God, you are a deliverer. Oh, my God, you said that you would supply all of our need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We name it, we claim it today, Lord. We're standing on your word. There is no failure in you, God. If we believe, we know we can receive, oh, God. All the names that are on this prayer list, all the people that are on this prayer line tonight, you know each and every one. You know what they have need of, God. Fix it today, God. Restore, God. I hear you saying restoration, that you are restoring the people of God. You're restoring their joy. You're restoring their faith. Oh, God, you're restoring their family, God. You're restoring their household, Father, in the name of Jesus. Speak to their finances, God. Give them all that they need. Oh, my God. We believe you, Lord. We're standing in the gap right now. Even even for our neighbors, God, save them and deliver and set them free, Father. Praise God, hallelujah. Even for our church leaders, God, our leaders, God, give them a vision, God, in this last and evil day that they will preach the gospel as never before, God. We know that the time is late, God. It's almost midnight, God. You're getting your people ready. Hallelujah. We want to be ready, hallelujah, to be ready, God, when you come, because you're coming as a thief in the night, God, and we won't have time to get ready, but we just got to be ready. Help us to be filled with your spirit, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, I want you, God, remember the bereaved families. Lift them up, God. Let them have justice. Oh, God, you said vengeance is yours, saith the Lord. Intervene in these situations, God. You know, God, hallelujah, nobody else can do it, but you can, God. Hallelujah, Father. We bless you, Father. We look to you, God. We honor you, Lord. We lift you up, God. Increase the love. Increase the love of the people of God, that we will go from heart to heart, from breath to breath, God, that will lift up the people, that will lift up their hung down heads, that you will encourage them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Pour out your spirit, Father. Even, God, in the White House, God, we continue to hold our president up, Father. We see the way things are going, but God, you're in charge. You're in charge of him, God. The heart of the king is in your hand, God. You know how to fix it. Work it out, God, in the name of Jesus. Your will be done in Jesus' mighty name. And God, we continue to praise you. We continue to look to you. We continue to raise a praise. Hallelujah, God. We continue, God, to bless your name because you are worthy of the highest praise. We honor you, God, with the fruit of our lips, the way that we live, the way that we love, God. We honor your name, God, in the name of Jesus. Teach us, Lord, how to walk before you. Teach us how to serve one another. Because as we serve one another, we are serving you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we bless you for this prayer line. We thank you, Lord God, that you have made this media available that we can expound your word. And we bless your name. We ask all of these blessings in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen and amen. And I praise God. God, I love you. Hallelujah. Go ahead and praise God. Come on, all of you, go ahead and praise God. Believe him. Hallelujah. When you know that God is good. Hallelujah. When you feel uplifted, when you believe God, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Give him the praise. Give him the honor. God moves in praise. Hallelujah. The Bible says the Lord inhabits the praises of his people. So I encourage you, continue to praise the Lord. Continue to lift him up. Continue to hold your head up. Praise God, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. God bless you. God bless your heart on tonight, and may you feel encouraged. May you feel like running on to see what the end is going to be. Hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you for participating, and continue to look to the hills, because that's where all of your help will come from. Until next week, I'm saying good night, and God bless you. Lady D loves you, and so does the Lord. Amen. Thank you.